Joining us in the studio is the Economic Development Director for the City of Mexico, Amy O'Brien, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here this morning. We have a couple of things that we wanted to go over with you. First off, there was some pretty big news for the downtown area of Mexico. It was the Missouri Main Street Community Empowerment Grant. You guys actually did receive that. Tell us a little bit about the significance of that, if you will, this morning.
Yes, the grant will provide 2 years of technical assistance and training. So they will assist us in getting our 501c3 created and help us understand the best makeup of a diverse board. And once that board is selected, they help us with board orientation and the hiring of an executive director to run our Main Street program. Missouri Main Street provides communities with knowledge and tools to economically and physically revitalize their downtowns. And the revitalization supports economic development and job growth, as well as historic preservation. The purpose of the local and statewide Main Street program is to ensure the long-term success of downtowns by supporting, educating, training, and empowering communities. So we're real excited about it.
I think so. As a matter of fact, there's going to be the first meeting that's going to be taking place in 2024. Still getting used to that. But it's going to be in January. Tell us about that meeting and kind of what you hope to accomplish there.
The community engagement meeting is for Missouri Main Street to get to know Mexico. Their program specialist will outline the first key steps for Mexico to focus on, and we will discuss the formation of the new 501c3 and the organization plan that will guide us through the 2-year community empowerment grant process. At the end of that meeting, we'll have our action plan to be able to move forward.
Absolutely. I also wanted to bring you in here this morning because you recently provided an economic development update to the Mexico City Council. Just kind of curious, recapping 2023, you provided a list of top employers for the City of Mexico. That has kind of changed up a little bit, and was kind of hoping that you would go over that list with us here this morning, if you would.
Sure. True Manufacturing is currently at the top of the list, followed very closely by Spartan Light Metals. So we are so fortunate to have both of them in our communities. Mexico Public Schools is our third largest employer. And one of the things, you know, a lot of times in economic development, we talk about supporting our large manufacturing employers, but our community needs to understand the value that all of our large employers have in bringing these jobs to our community. So we have five of our manufacturers in the top 15, and that's True, Spartan, Goldcrest, Fluid Power, and Abacus Logistics.
No doubt about it. Any concerns that you're seeing there? As I know, some employers face challenges with getting people into the workforce. That's been a problem since the pandemic. Is that kind of the common theme of businesses in Mexico, or what are you seeing there?
It is. All of the manufacturing facilities in Mexico are struggling with finding some of the key talented employees that they're looking for. But one of the things that we did through the chamber, through the Mexico Sustainability Project, is that they created a program with workforce specialists several years ago. And four of our top manufacturers are using workforce specialists, and that has helped a ton with their retention.
No doubt about it. Kind of looking ahead to 2024, what are the focuses, I guess, for economic development in Mexico, if you will?
So there's several things, and obviously workforce development, it continues to be a focus, and I have an economic vitality committee that meets monthly. We have two representatives from Moberly Area Community College on there so that we stay in touch with the things that they're working on for workforce development. The state economic development department has incentives for workforce training. So I go around as I meet with our manufacturing companies to make sure that they're aware of those training dollars available. If they get any new technology in, they can get funding to help train their employees. Another big area here in Mexico is workforce housing. And we continue to work on that. it's a challenge for us, but we're working with some of our developers. The state, I attended an economic development meeting in Northeast Missouri on Friday, and one of our legislative initiatives is to create some incentives for developers to provide more workforce housing in our communities, because it's not just Mexico.
Right, absolutely. I'm just going to put in one request. Could we get like a bacon buffet here in Mexico, a restaurant? I'm just asking for a friend. Yes. But
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, well, we certainly appreciate that, and we appreciate your time here this morning.